ACCA Podcasts. Protecting your data. As finance professionals, safeguarding personal, client and company data and information is vital. And obviously, taking preventative measures is preferable to attempting a damage-limiting exercise after you've been the victim of a phishing or ransomware attack. Awareness is still the most simple yet effective measure in the fight to protect data, says Klaus Gehry, VP of Network Security at Barracuda Networks. It means being extra vigilant when it comes to company and personal data, not making it too accessible, and being aware of the importance of staying safe online. Don't ignore the basics, urges Darren Hockley, Managing Director of e-learning provider DeltaNet International. For example, we're all guilty of using simple passwords or reusing passwords across multiple accounts or devices, he says. As unbelievable as it sounds, weak passwords remain one of the easiest ways to gain unauthorized access to personal or confidential systems, and that spells bad news for finance professionals. An increasing area of vulnerability is social media, especially for young employees new to the workplace. Underestimating social media. Although things have improved since some of the recent high-profile data breaches, I think employees, and their employers, tend to underestimate social media, says Hockley. Indeed, it's partly because of the innocuous nature of social media that it can be something of a hunting ground for data harvesters. Whether used at work during break times or on your phone or personal computer, the personal data we readily share online is valuable and, as such, is at risk. It's actually not uncommon for cybercriminals to target organizations through their employees on social media, warns Hockley. It really is entirely up to you what information you want to share with complete strangers versus your friends, or even nobody, adds David M., Principal Security Researcher at Kaspersky Lab. But always check your privacy settings when it comes to social media. Oversharing is also not limited to social networks, so don't use public storages for private information, says M., or use online services that are meant for sharing information to store your private data. For example, Google Docs isn't an ideal place to store a list of passwords. Also, keep your main email address and phone number private. That way, you'll avoid lots of spam in your inbox and hundreds of robocalls on your phone. Even if you can't avoid sharing this info with internet services and online stores, don't share it with random people on social networks, adds M. And consider creating a separate, disposable email address and, if possible, a separate phone number for these cases. When you're out of the office visiting clients or traveling for business, that's the time to be really aware of your mobile devices, says Hockley. Portable storage devices such as laptops, tablets, and USB sticks should be subject to increased levels of protection. Any files on them should be encrypted. In fact, due to the increased vulnerability when using these devices, personal and sensitive information should not be stored on them in the first place, unless strictly necessary.